Let me intro it, okay?
Hold on, yeah.
Welcome, everyone. This is the tourofTexas.com podcast for July 3rd, 2005, and we're here at Central Market at the TourWatch 2005, sponsored and managed by the Austin Podcasting Network. And you've been sitting here watching the race this morning.
I have.
And why don't you tell us your name and who you are and what you're about to embark on, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. So my name is Marlene Merritt. I live here in Austin, Texas, and in a week, I'm leaving on a different trip. I'm riding from Atlanta to Portland, Maine on Saturday.
Atlanta to Portland, Maine is not your typical afternoon, cycling excursion. There's more to it than that.
Yeah, there is. So I've been training all year for this trip, and I've actually ridden for many years before this, but last year I did the biggest trip of my life, and I rode across the country from Seattle to Virginia. And so it was averaged 135 miles a day, no rest days, which is actually more than the Tour de France. And with that amount of training, then I had a huge base, and I kept then training beyond that. And so now as fit as I can be at this moment, at least for this trip, I've done the best I can. Lots of hill repeats.
Now that's terrific. Is somebody sponsoring you, or is this promoting something, or you're just doing this, or what is the story behind the scenes here?
Well, the trip I did last year actually was for a reason. 3 years ago, my best friend was killed in an accident, and she had done this same trip. And her husband had donated her bicycle to me, and I wanted to do the same trip. And so I trained to do this trip, and I took her bike across the country with the same group who had remembered her. And so that was the impetus for that trip. And I got back from that trip, and while I had done it for my reasons, it turns out that there was a classroom in California that got really inspired by my trip across the country. This girl who rode across the trip, this group of 10-year-olds, just got so inspired by it that they wrote me these letters and they asked me all these questions, and we had a phone conference, and they're special needs kids who are in normal classes but have a little more struggles with what things that they have to put up with, like difficult home lives and things like that, right? And so we did this phone interview, and they got so inspired by that, and a couple people did hear that they donated frequent flyer miles for me to fly out there. So in November, I flew out, and I did a whole presentation to the whole fifth grade, 100 kids, parents, teachers, the whole thing. And I talked about really what is possible. Like, if you don't actually listen to the voice in your head that said, I can't do it, you know, like I said to the kids, like, what if you didn't think, like, oh, I'm not fast enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm a girl. Like, what if you just did whatever you did anyway? Like, what if you just said yes? And that's what they walked away with, like, what if I just said yes? Like, what if you took on things that scared you? Because that could be anything.
Tell us about you and your friends here this morning at Central Market. Yep. And what you've been experiencing, okay?
So I love the Tour de France. I used to be a bike racer in college. I can't watch enough racing coverage. And so being able to be here and watch the tour at a cool, awesome place like Central Market and be surrounded by other cyclists or people who are really into it is just the ultimate awesome experience, I think.
Isn't this cool under these big oak trees and the breeze and a big buffet breakfast? It's just awesome. Central Market has been so good to put this event on.
Yeah, it's been great. I can only hope that they'll continue that in the future. This is the best thing on the planet.
I'm glad. When are you leaving? When are you getting back from your how many miles cycling trip?
It's almost 1,700 miles. It's from July 9th to the 26th. And we average 100 miles a day, over 7,000 feet of climbing. 4 days are over 10,000 feet of climbing.
Now, there is a little thing going on July 24th. Have you heard about that? The conclusion of the Tour de France.
So inevitably, when I go on a trip like this, I tend to be missing the Tour de France because not all the hotels have OLN. So I have to get updates from my friends, and they phone me or, you know, shoot me.
Well, I hope that you can check into some kind of hotel on the 24th, or at least see some of the more exciting stages.
Yes, I have friends who will tape the good stuff for me.
Now, tell us about your the cycling scene in Austin, the groups that are in Austin, Texas.
So the cycling scene in Austin is really spectacular. You have the Austin Cycling Association, which is kind of a big umbrella organization. You can be a mountain biker, a recreational rider, or a racer. You can have all the mountain biking you want here. Road racing is unbelievable. You can ride year-round. It's one of the reasons, actually, that I live here is you can ride year-round. And so being able to train all year and not have to deal with snow, and, you know, it gets a little cold and rainy in February, but that's about it. It's, I mean, you've hills here, you've got flats here, you've got constant wind, so that always gives you something to work against. It's riding here, I mean, you can see why Lance lives here. It's really spectacular.
Now, do you have some kind of website or something like that where folks can find out about you?
I have a business website for my business.
What's that?
I'm an acupuncturist here in town.
Yeah,
and so my website is meritacupuncture.com, and Merit has two R's and two T's.
Merit with two R's and two T's, acupuncture.com. Great. And are you going to put anything about your cycling adventure on there?
I suspect somebody will. I am not a web person, quite so to say, so I'm not quite sure how to do it myself, but I take a lot of pictures and moving movies and things like that, so I'll have something to load to something if I can get somebody to do it for me.
Great. Well, guys, I hope we hear from you when you get back. And if you're in, are you going to have any kind of laptop along with you or anything?
There may be people there who do. I may just come back with all the material and somebody can help me do something with that. So.
Right. Okay. Well, if you do get to a place where we can talk to you on your trip, we have a phone here. We have Skype, which is internet telephony. Uh-huh. And we'd love to talk to you on your trip if there's any way you can get back to us. And we'll call you if you let us know what the number is, so you don't have to pay for it.
Oh, that would be great. I'd be totally happy to do that.
Do, please. Okay, we'll give you, before you leave. And this is a prelude to our big interview. This is a shorty today, but we'll do a more in-depth interview. And I've got some ideas now and things, questions to ask and talk to you. Say your name again and when you're leaving and where you're going on your trip, if you would.
Okay. My name is Marlene Merritt. I'm leaving July 9th to ride from Atlanta to Portland, Maine, and I will be done, I think it's July 25th.
All right. Thank you, Marlene.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's been great. Thank you so much. This is a Tour of Texas.com podcast for July 3rd, 2005.